I had moved back here about a year ago, just a little over a year ago. And I had been living up in Sacramento in the Lavender Heights neighborhood. I've been very out and about, active in the queer community. Did a lot of work with gay, lesbian, transgender people. And so I was in the capital of the state, and I said, I'm going to go home to the Central Coast and San Luis Obispo. And the reaction was, why would you do that? Do they even have a gay bar there? The answer is no. And there was a lot of consternation, you know, like, oh gosh, you shouldn't do that. You know, they don't like, you know, different kind of people out there. And I said, well, it is practically an all-white town and they have no gay bar, but there's something about living in the country. And then I told them the story. I said, when you live rurally, there are times when people who maybe are more eccentric are actually accepted in a way that you wouldn't expect. And it is because sometimes you just need other people, as weird as they are. That's where calling in the troops comes in. And so I tell them the story about how I was living in Davis with some gals, and we were all about polyamory and bisexuality and postmodernism and, you know, the whole nine yards. But we were also a bunch of, like, ex-rural kids. So Ventura County, Sacramento County, from San Luis Obispo. So we decided we could go live on a farm. So we found a farm out in Yolo County, because you only live once, near the Cape, population 55. So we found this farm and we went out there. So there was a lesbian couple and there was a straight couple and then there was myself and this gal who was the only one who had never lived rurally before, and she was from Santa Clarita, and she was the prom queen from Santa Clarita. I don't know how she got mixed up with us. So we were all living out on this farm. There's six of us. And it was a really interesting place. It was in the middle of damn nowhere. And there was farming and cattle ranching, and they had just built a bingo hall up there. It's Cache Creek Casino now. But it was just a bingo hall at the time. And most of the people who lived there, they'd been out there for generations. And then we all showed up. And there was one business in town. Well, there was two businesses in town. There was a bar. In Cape, there was a bar. But the man who owned the bar, he had also been an accountant. So it was a town, and there were two businesses. There was a bar and a tax service. You know, I don't know what else you need. So every once in a while, we would go into the bar, and that's where the locals hung out. And so there was five women and one guy, and they had kind of gotten wind of us, because it was a place, everybody knew what was going on, everybody talked, and so they had decided that we were a whole bunch of lesbians, and this one gentleman, he must obviously be a fag. So we went into the bar, and we had some adventures there. There was a lot of, like, locals, like, sauntering up, talking about how we hadn't met real men yet. And that was kind of awesome. But mostly there was a lot of glances askance and people who drove slowly down the road, you know, to see if we might be, like, doing naked gardening or something, or maybe making out or something like that. They might have seen it, to be quite honest. So we were out there with all these kind of good old boys, and there was a big ranch next door, and the caretaker there was this Mexican-American gentleman who just did not know what to make of us either. So we had a year lease, so we were going to be out there for quite a while, and we were not fitting in. We were just not fitting in, not in any way. So we got by, and we entertained ourselves, and we're still all friends. That's all I can say. But one morning at about 4 o'clock, there was a ruckus, and nobody came out there. It was in the middle of nowhere. There was a ruckus on our front door. Knock, 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 knock. Well, what could this possibly be? So we go out, and it's Mario from next door. And he says, the cows are in the orchard. We need everyone to put some shoes on. The cows are in your orchards, because it was an organic fruit farm that we were living on. So we all put our shoes on, and we chased these cows out of the orchard, and it was us, and it was the good old boy neighbors next door, and it was Mario and his family, and it was the people from down the street who'd lived there for four generations. And we all chased the cows right back up and back into their padlock. And you know, after that, we were all right. We were those funny, funny women and that fag who lived on the farm. But we were all right. Because when you live in the country, sometimes you just need people in a way that you don't in the city. In the city, you can call someone and they'll come out and do it. I mean, granted, you don't have cows, but most services, you can call somebody and they'll do that for you. You don't really need your neighbors. But when you live in the country, you kind of need your neighbors. And it's one of the things I appreciate about this town. And I'm not calling you eccentric or anything, but about how there is some tolerance for a little eccentricity here. Thank you.